Hey there. Welcome to the Speak and Flow podcast. I am so glad you're here. This show is for leaders who care. Leaders who know that when things get messy, the way we communicate makes all the difference. Every week, I sit down with incredible guests, founders, VPs, rising stars, to unpack real moments of today where communication matters. We talk about what works, what doesn't, and how you can lead conversations that create trust, movement, and momentum. Because in uncertain times like today, your words have weight. Let's use them well. Let's dive in. Hey, this is your friend Melinda. I have a question for you. Have you ever noticed how the same word can land completely differently? For example, someone can say, "I've got this," and you can feel their certainty. Then someone else can say the exact same words and you can feel their shakiness, their uncertainty. Well, that's because our words don't work alone. The intention and energy that fuels the words is what completes the message. In our episode today, we're talking about what it really means to speak something into existence. And no, we're not talking about wishful thinking here. This episode is practical, it's forward thinking, and I have the best leader to help us do it. Her name is Natasha Kamkar. She's the CEO and founder of Melita Advisor, a strategic advisory firm helping organizations to unlock exceptional leadership and build a future-ready team through values, through alignment and leadership development. She has over 30 years of global leadership experience with companies like Open Table and Guardant Health and Pfizer. She is recognized as a rapid response expert. She has credentials and advanced degrees and qualifications in HR and leadership, as well as team coaching accreditations. She partners with growth-minded organizations, especially in tech and life sciences. Today, we are diving into the subtle shifts of communication, the energy that can change the way you are heard and show up, and ultimately the results that you create in your life. If you've ever felt like you're doing something, but things aren't just landing correctly, this conversation is for you. So let's dive in and help me welcome Natasha. Hi, Natasha. I'm so glad you're here.
It's such a pleasure to be with you, Melinda. Nice to see you.
Thanks for just taking the time to talk about this real fun, juicy topic. I'm so excited to dive in.
Same.
Yeah, so today we're talking about speaking it into reality. Most people may not know what it is. So let's, you and I, define what that means to us.
I love this. And I love this. I love this for the beginning of the year too. So
right.
Idea that you have an intention, you have a goal that you want to accomplish. I really like to think about it as intentions and speaking it into reality. For me, that means that I'm making it real. Yes. I'm making it so that I'm sharing it with people that I care about or that care about me, and that somehow will be part of my journey.
Yes. And there's something about when you say it out loud to people and then other people see it, they hear it, then I'm held accountable because I told you about it.
Yes. I think what happens when we speak it out loud, when we say our intention and tell people not just what the intention is, but why it matters,
yeah,
we actually start to see it come to life, right? We actually see where there are now avenues for me to take another step towards achieving that intention. Mm-hmm. It also opens up possibility that when I share my intention with you, that you are going to see opportunities for me also.
Yes.
So I love that piece. And this piece about accountability is so important because It highlights that I have shared this. I've put this out into the universe, so to speak, right? I've shared this. I've made it known. And the next time we get on a call together, you're likely to ask me, so how's it going with that intention that you shared with me? So I have built an accountability partner without necessarily formally asking for somebody to be an accountability partner. You just being interested in me successfully achieving that intention makes me want to move towards it. So it's might think of it as a momentum builder.
Yes, our words create action. Whether it's intentional or not, it can actually create something. Words create, we can use it to divide people. We can use it to bring people together. We can use it to get our goals and achieve our goals. And one thing I want to add to that is the energy in which we say the words matter. Because our energy is our internal state, it's the way in which we operate. And so if we think about the word fine, right? I could say that word in with different energy. It could be, I will be fine, like more supportive. I'll be fine, Natasha, or it'll be fine, Natasha. Right? It'll be fine, more dismissive, and condescending. So that energy is two different internal states. And so we could say to people, because they might say to us when they say, well, Melinda, I've spoke things into reality before and never happens. Well, I'm going to ask you, what is the energy that you use to actually say it? Right? Did you? Yeah, go ahead.
I love that you're sharing this because when I think about why do the words matter? Why does speaking it into reality matter? I think about accountability because when I say it out loud, then I have to follow through and I sort of feel responsible to the people I speak with. What you're sharing is it also requires me to feel the intention, and that I have to decide how I'm going to express it. So the how becomes important. Because the energy we bring can either propel us or hold us back from achieving it. I hadn't thought of that perspective, but it makes so much sense.
Because if I'm saying it and I only feel like I might be able to achieve it, that energy is directing us to might be able to achieve it.
Yeah, might be and might not be.
When
It
I
lets
bought up, right?
in other possibilities.
Yes. Or if I say it with the utmost certainty, calm, that I know it's going to happen, that's a different energy. And do you want to share about how our brain reacts to it?
So I read a book called Mind Magic, and I read a it was written by a neuroscientist out of Stanford. And then I followed that up by reading The Mindful Body because I have a story to share a little bit later about how I was able to think about and speak out loud a reality for my own health that was holding me back. These two books talk about how when we put our intentions out there and we can feel what it's going to be like when we've achieved that intention or that goal, that we start to move towards it. We actually start to see possibilities and opportunities that were always around us. We just weren't paying attention. And so the connection that our brains make to what our actions are becomes much, much stronger because we've set out a path, right? We were setting out a journey. We've developed a roadmap. When we start to say things out loud, or maybe it's a vision board or something like that, but when you put out there what you want to achieve, you now start to see possibilities of how you can achieve them, what things or tools are going to help you get there or get there faster.
Yes, because our brain loves fast. And when you add the feeling around it, because you're so in the feeling, you are excited about it, achieving it. You can almost sense it. You're actually almost there because I've felt it already. And that drives the action, right? I think a lot of people will think speaking it into reality or creating a world around us is just like we visualize and maybe it will hope it'll happen. But there's an intention plus the feeling plus the action.
I think there's one other thing that that connection, that formula that you just laid out actually hits on, and that's when we hit obstacles, right? Because we want things to be smooth and fast and easy, and this maybe especially now because that's how it looks on social media, that things are smooth and fast and easy. that when we hit obstacles, what is our reaction going to be? Now, if I've said it out loud multiple times, I'm not going to let an obstacle get in my way, because the more I repeat it, it becomes almost like and I'm not going to say affirmation or mantra, but it becomes something that I'm known for, or like it's attached to me somehow. And so I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that. And I mean that in a good way, right? I'm not saying railroad people, but I'm saying it's going to mean that when I hit an obstacle or when I have a setback, because those are going to happen, it's life, that how do I deal with that? Well, I've dealt with it before, I can deal with it again. So you bring a different perspective to whatever the obstacle is. And this is where I think we are calling in that growth mindset. We are saying, this is a fail that happened, but I am not a failure. This went wrong, but it's not because I broke something, or if I did, I learned from it, right? I'm growing from it. I'm not allowing this obstacle to set me back so that I stop. Obstacles become speed bumps, instead of a brick wall, right?
And I am not that person to get derailed or to give up,
Exactly.
and these are just slowing down, speed
That's
bump.
right.
Yeah, I love
That's
that.
right.
And then this, so setting that intention that when, because of course we're going to run into these obstacles, and that's where I think most people fail or don't really think too clearly about what to do when those happen, because we want things smooth, we want it just to be here already. And so, like, having that intention to speak to ourselves and then to say it out loud to even to somebody else, when these things happen, this is what I'm going to do. This is okay. We all have these experiences. And so how am I going to approach when an obstacle happens?
I think it requires us to be intentional about our intention setting, right? If I hit an obstacle and I give up, that intention probably wasn't that important to me, or there is some unresolved stuff that I need to get through, right? Most likely, there's something there. But when I'm really intentional about what is it I want to achieve, it requires that I do a lot of pre-work, right? So saying what you want to achieve, speaking it into reality is almost, it's not the last step, but it's towards the end. It's the upfront work that we often neglect.
I
And
agree.
year end, beginning of the year is a good time for people to, they often feel very reflective, depending on the time of year it is in whatever hemisphere you're living in. You might be more out in nature, or you might feel like you need to kind of cuddle under the blankets. Either way, there is this period of time when the world feels a little bit more reflective and thoughtful. It's a great opportunity to think about, I've identified something that I want to achieve, but don't just stop there. Why do you want to achieve it? Where have you had successes in the past? What makes this important? And what would prioritize this over other things in your life? What will you do when you encounter obstacles? Because you will, right? We all do. And what obstacles have you encountered in the past that you can learn from and apply? And then when you think about that thing you want to achieve, and you're going to say it to somebody, so I'm going to have my next conversation with Melinda. I'm going to share what that intention is, or what that reality is that I want to attain. I want to give some color to it. Right. I want to say, here's what's going to happen, and here's what it's going to feel like. Here's who I'm going to see. Here's what I'm going to be wearing, whatever it is, just to make it more vivid.
And when, because that's what's going to fuel us. This is the energy in which when we say these things, it'll fuel our actions toward these intentional goals. And I love what
100%.
you said. I love what you said about taking the time right now to really go into the truth of who you are and really setting an intention of these goals and desires, because they're out there for you. It's always been out there for you, especially when you're fully aligned with it. It's yours. And so it's a matter of you sending these intentions with your with vivid color behind how you'll achieve it, the actions that you'll take, what you'll feel when you achieve it, and then start to say it out loud. And that's when you start to speak things into reality. And you mentioned something about obstacles and what happens and who you become when there's an obstacle. Can you share a story? I know that you have a personal story, what how you've tackled that.
I have for a number of years now had a bulging disc in my lower vertebrae, and it got to the point where cortisone shots weren't helping, PT wasn't helping, and the next step was surgery. And I went through the whole process of the pre-op appointments and all the testing. You know, when you do a lot of tests, you discover a lot of stuff, even though you would be fine without knowing. But I went through all of these tests and I just kept getting this feeling like, I don't think surgery is right for me. There was something telling me, an inner voice saying that this is not my path. A week before the surgery, I went in to see the surgeon for my final appointment. And the surgeon said, oh, and your recovery is going to be X number of months, which was significantly higher than what he had told me in one of our first appointments. And when the nurse came back in, and oh, by the way, it can recur. This can recur. And I was like, wait, I'm going to go through surgery, months of recovery, and it can recur. Something's up. And the nurse said, oh, the doctor will call you. Don't worry about it. We'll get this sorted out well before your surgery. Well, almost a week goes by. I'm now like 2 days before the surgery, and I'm at an offsite down in LA. And I'm not hearing from the doctor. I've called now multiple times. I canceled the surgery. That night, I was at dinner with a former judo champion, a former NFL player, and a former person who trains chiropractors. Okay, so he's got a really cool app now. And I'm sitting with the three of them, and I told them my decision that I canceled the surgery. All three of them said, best decision you ever made. Surgery is a last resort, and you are very far away from that. And the chiropractor said to me, you know, like there are lots of people in the world with bulging discs, and not everybody experiences pain. And I thought to myself, well, why is that? Because that's true. A lot of people have the same exact location with a bulging disc, and many people are walking around this planet without pain. And yet, my doctor is telling me, track when the pain comes, like track, and so that you can come back and tell me. And I'm not a journal keeper, but for almost a week, I kept track and I noticed like 39 minutes after sitting, I would get the pain. 37 minutes after standing, I would get the pain. Well, after I stopped tracking, I noticed that 39 minutes after sitting, the pain would come. And 37 minutes after standing, the pain would come. Huh, what's going on? Did I make that real? By counting and tracking, and then saying that, oh, this is when it happens. Because I wasn't tracking anymore. But why is the radiating pain down my legs coming at such precise times? It was bizarre. And I thought, well, if I can make that happen, then I can make something else happen. And so what I started to do was say, I'm actually going to give this pain a reason. I'm going to say that it came because I was, you know, wanting to be a boxer and run marathons, and I can still run and not have to run marathons. And I can still do sort of boxing workouts sometimes and not be a boxer. I can be the physically fit, active person that I want to be because I work out every day. It's my therapy. I do take recovery days for those who wonder. But that experience of why the pain might be here, I gave it a purpose. And then I said, so I've learned the lesson. I understand now. You don't have to be here anymore. And so when the pain would come, and it was down my right leg, and I would be on a Zoom call, I would under my desk, so like people on camera couldn't see, I would sort of make this waving motion. Not like shoo away, but a waving motion to say, I see, I notice the pain, I know why you're here, and it's okay, you can go on your way. You don't have to be here anymore. And, you know, this is after physical therapy, doctor's appointments, cortisone shots. None of it's working. The physical therapist, the doctors, they basically gave up on me. PT said, there's nothing more we can do. Like, okay. I start to do this, And then I tell people, I was telling people, because they're asking, how's your back? Because they knew I was about to go for surgery. And I said, I have decided that I can't do the surgery for a number of reasons, and I'm going to make this pain go away. And guess what? Pain went away.
Wow,
And
that is
so
amazing.
it's incredible. And when it comes back, because sometimes I'll get like a twinge and I've noticed it's not the same pain. It doesn't radiate down the leg the same way. It doesn't work the same way. Now when that happens, I remind myself, actually, that's not back pain. I'm not stretching enough, because it's a thing. I don't stretch enough. I don't. Because I do sit and I do use my sit stand desk. It's not about the bulging disc. That pain's actually coming from somewhere else. And my acupuncturist also reminds me, that's your hip. That's you not stretching. You need to stretch more. And so I've given the pain a different purpose now. It reminds me that I need to stretch. It's not because I have a bulging disc and it's going to, be forever and ever. And yes, I've seen it on the x-rays. Yes, I understand there's a physical, there's something physical happening in my lower vertebrae. I do know that. I've seen it. I'm not poo-pooing away the science. And there are lots of people who walk around with that same, they would have the same x-ray as me. But I did not have to experience pain. Some people don't. Why aren't I one of those people?
And what do you think is the magic key secret to what you did?
I think so. My intention was I wanted to be able to work out and do a full workout like I usually did, lifting, without feeling like I needed to protect or be guarded in my body. That was my intention. I want to have a body that's younger than my chronological age. I want to be physically fit. I want to be able to travel for the rest of my life, may it be a long, long time. And I want to be able to lift my own suitcase, put my own stuff away. I don't want to have to rely on other people to do those things for me. And if I can help it, I'm going to make that happen.
What do you think is the difference between that and goal setting?
That's a really good question. Goal setting, there's a little bit of a check done when you set a goal. And with an intention or with the reality that I was trying to create, it was more of an experience.
Oh, I like
Right.
that. I like that. And I'm going to share too a little to elaborate more about what you're talking about, this idea here, because all of my professional life, up until my 30s, it was all about goal setting, get this goal done, achieve this next goal, get promoted. And it was all about doing, and check the box. And then when I didn't achieve my goals, it was extremely frustrating. And it was all about me controlling the situation. What I started after starting my business, I'm in my 7.5 year now. I started to set an intention because I could do the same thing with my business, achieve the X amount of dollars, get X amount of clients, work 40 hours a week. And I said, I'm not going to do that. Or 80 hours, 60 hours a week. I want to just work, have a work-life balance. I want to be able to run my business and meet wonderful clients and still have a beautiful life with my daughter, with my husband. And so I did a couple of things before. Last week I went to Hawaii, or 2 weeks ago. I even have a video on YouTube, on and LinkedIn with me surfing. And that was me setting an intention to go to Hawaii and not stress out because I had X all these things I wanted to do. I did a couple of them before I left. And when I went to Hawaii, I told my husband, I'm going to have fun and I'm going to read this book called Architecture of Abundance. And it was all about the feeling of being abundant, right? There's no lack. There's just a feeling. She just writes so poetically, so it's easy to dive into the book and feel what you said earlier, my intention of I'm in abundant, that there's enough. And it's not just about visualizing, because I did do something before the trip. Because sometimes people will think setting, it's just about visualizing and not really doing anything. So I did the goals, I set an intention, and then I went on a beautiful vacation. I came back and I had a client call me, say, "Hey, I'm supposed to pay you $6,000 for this one gig. Is it okay if I pay you $11,000? Oh, and by the way, you don't have to work till January because we're in December." So I'm gonna put this money into your account. I was like, awesome. And then another client had also given me this money that I had worked for. And so I was like, wow. So I think a part of what I want to say is you had said no to the operation. You met these people that were the perfect people to talk to you about. And then you picked up a book around manifestation, around what was the other book?
Yeah, Mind Magic and a Mindful Body.
Mind magic and
Connection.
mindful body. And it's all, I also want to say that part of when you have an intention and it's deeply aligned to who you are, and you start to move into the action of it and the feeling of it and say things out loud. I want to add that allow for the universe. I'm going to just say universe. People may call it God, source, however you want to call it. I call it God and universe. Allow for the universe to support us. That's the real work, right? It's like because we're constantly pushing, trying to do things, trying to control, and then we're running ourselves to burnout. And
Yeah.
we don't allow ourselves also the magic of, I don't want to say magic, but also the receiving, like if you put action forward, just stop for a moment and allow space and opportunity to come in.
So here's where we get back to speaking it into reality,
Okay.
right? That when we share it out loud,
Yeah.
what incredible ideas will come from the people that we share our intention with?
Right.
So sometimes people will volunteer things that will help
Yeah.
you figure out a path. If I hadn't said to those gentlemen at dinner, here's, I just canceled the surgery, and
Yeah.
here's why, they wouldn't have shared with me, you were absolutely on track. That is absolutely, you shouldn't do that. And you know, there's lots of things you can do before then. There's a lot you can do, and there are all these people walk. I would not have known that. I would not have thought about that. I wasn't hearing that from my physicians.
Right.
And right, so I think that there's opportunity when we share it with other people, when we say it out loud to other people, they also want to see us be successful, right? People
Yes.
want to help. And if they have ideas, you know, why not take them? So yes to God or spirit or source, and also to other people.
People, I
We don't
love
have to
that.
muscle through everything on our own.
So,
And for those of us who are born and raised, like raised to be very independent, that's a big deal. But we don't
yes.
have to muscle through everything on our own. And sometimes we don't have to muscle through. That's even the wrong language.
Right. Yes, allow people help you, and it's going to be that much better.
100%.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. Thank you so much, Natasha. And what is that one tip that you would give someone who is new to all of this and is just starting to dive in and wanting to get better at this?
So we talked about a lot of things that people
Right.
should do about, you know, telling people your goal. And the one thing I would say that's an important tip that we didn't touch on is be specific,
Yeah.
right? So when you're thinking about that intention, be really specific about what you want, because just as you have the power to create that reality, you know, be careful what you ask for too, right? So
Yes,
just a little
yes.
bit of a parameters are not bad thing to have.
Right. So remember, we're so powerful, we're so strong, and yes, so be specific because you might get it.
That's right. And what a great way to start the year, but thinking
Yes.
about and speaking out loud what we want to achieve in 2026. So, what a powerful opportunity we have.
I know. Thank you so much, Natasha. And I am so grateful to you. And thank you so much for this amazing, fun time that we had to talk about speaking things into reality, which is possible for any and all of us who are wanting to learn more and get better at this. I think that you provided such wonderful, practical tips on how to do this. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
It was very fun. And thank you, audience, for being here and stay tuned. I have a special gift for you. And also, Natasha, if you want to let people know how to get a hold of you, if they wanted some executive team alignment, how can they reach out?
Absolutely. For executive team alignment, executive coaching, strategic succession planning, vision, mission, values, we've got your back. Just reach out to us at melitaadvisors.com. There's also an opportunity to sign up to join one of our exclusive executive forums on that site as well. So feel free to reach out.
Wonderful. Thank you, Natasha, and Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in today. If this conversation sparks something for you, if you're thinking, we talk a lot in our organization and things still fall through the cracks, we're not getting the results that we want, I've got something for you that might help. It's called the Accountability Self-Assessment, and it takes less than 60 seconds. In one quick review, you'll get real insights as to why accountability and results are slipping on your team. And you'll walk away with a legacy accountability card. It's a simple one-pager framework to help you and your team move talk to traction. Because the legacy of you and your team is built more than just meetings. It's built on clarity, consistency, and follow-through. So grab it today. Go to speakandflow.com or click on the link in the show notes. It's free, fast, and built for busy leaders like you. See you next time. Until then, keep communicating with impact and momentum.